They come back and tell Yaakov, Yosef's still alive. He's ruling all of Egypt. Yosef had said, tell Dad that I am Paro's master. I'm like his father. I rule his house. They don't tell him that. The words of Yosef, they don't say. They say other words. And it seems that they were concerned that if they tell Yaakov that, then Yaakov will think, then why would I go to Egypt? My commandment to go to Egypt is Ger Yiyeh Zarecha Be'eretz Lo'lehem. I'm supposed to be a stranger. If I'm going down to Egypt and I'm the leader of the country, that's not the fulfillment. So then I'm not going down to Egypt. So they didn't want to present it that way. It could be that when they said Od Yosef Chai, so everything was included. Yosef's alive, it means he's thriving. He's in charge of Egypt. That's, by the way, an interesting thing. You say the Jew is still alive after 20 years in the country, then you're supposed to understand alive means he's part of running the country. He's the Alan Greenspan. It could be that's all included. The point of saying he's still alive is he's not subservient to Pharaoh. How could you be alive in a country that's all pagan? How could you be alive? Alive means active. Yosef's point when he says I'm alive is I'm influencing them. They're not influencing me. I've circumcised all of them. They haven't caused me to lose my circumcision. They want me to lose my purity, my holiness. And on the contrary, I've uplifted them. I'm alive here. Chazal tell us, idol worship is called Zivchei Metin. It's called the sacrifice of the dead. Avodat Hashem is called Chai. Eitz Chayimi. It's the tree of life. When they said Yosef's still alive, the point is Yosef's alive. He's thriving. He's influencing. That automatically means he's the one who's affecting them. And this goes back to a theme Rav Charlap wrote last week. And that was the idea that in order for us to descend into Egypt, it was necessary for Yosef to come first and show that a Jew will overcome the desires of the Egyptians. Yosef had to be there and stand up to the temptation of Potiphar's wife day after day for 13 years. She would visit him every day in prison and say, "Did you learn your lesson yet?" She would have them tighten the shackles on his feet. Yosef had shackles digging into his feet for 10 years. Inav akevel ragli, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, I was tortured in the shackles on my feet. That's the story of Yosef. We learned it last week in Hodul Hashem Kitov, and that psalm in Tehillim. So, when Yosef stands up to that temptation, Yosef has really spiritually paved the way for the Jewish people to come into Mitzrayim. Yosef has shown that we're not going to be under them. On the contrary, our values will win over theirs. Yosef's purity was what allowed us to come in and not be totally destroyed by the Egyptians, to the point that when we left, Hashem says, we are Shivtei Ka. I, says Hashem, I testify that the children are the children of the father and the mother, that people were faithful to one another, and the people are the people of Hashem. But that was accomplished because Yosef stood up to his test. That's what allowed us to accomplish ours, which is very insightful, because very often we look at a long-lasting test and we ask ourselves, how long can I handle this? I'll stand up today, I'll stand up tomorrow, eventually I'm going to break. And what Chazal teaches us is, no, maybe you have to stand up to it for 13 years, and by standing up to it, you will change the face of the planet. You will open the path for other people to stand up to this test, as Yosef HaTzadik did. Sometimes the long test is on the contrary, it's what opens the path for everyone else to stand up to that test.